Tuesday night's unofficial results show current borough mayor Dave Kiefer with a clear lead at 766 votes. After that, it's too close to say who will win a seat. At this point, incumbent K.J. Harris is in second place with 496 votes, political novice Amanda Mitchell is a close third with 486 votes, and incumbent Dick Koos is a close fourth with 472 votes. When the canvas board meets Wednesday afternoon, its members will have about 240 absentee and question ballots to include in the final count. So with a margin of 24 votes between second and fourth place, the end result is unpredictable. In a conversation with KRBD shortly after the unofficial results were announced, Mitchell said she feels excited and honored that the vote is so close. She says if eventually elected, she hopes to win over the confidence of those who didn't vote for her. Mitchell has never run for office before and says she decided to run this time because she saw a need.
Kind of just doing the water issue, going around and talking to, people in our town. It just seemed that it was something that I wanted to try to help with.
Mitchell led an unsuccessful citizen-based effort to change the city's decision to switch its water disinfection treatment from free chlorine to chloramine. Kiefer says he looks forward to starting work on the Ketchikan City Council. He says his goal is to help the city do more planning for city maintenance projects.
Because in too many instances in recent years, the council has had to react to what have been considered emergency situations, whether it's bridges and trestles, whether it's bulkheads down in the harbors. A lot of things have sort of popped out of, apparently out of nowhere. And nothing ever comes out of nowhere.
K.J. Harris says it would make him very happy if he ended up back on the city council. He adds that this race was more contentious than previous elections that he's experienced.
It almost was like, it was quoted to me one time as it being down south politics. And I went, in Ketchikan, we can't have down south politics. But so it was a harder campaign this time than in the years past.
But Harris says whoever ends up on the council, it will all work out because everyone's goal is to do what's best for the city. As the close fourth-place candidate, Koos says he's been in a similar position before and he's just waiting for the final results. He also noted that he believes there's been some inaccurate information provided by some of the challengers in the race.
Two cases in point. One is that the fire station and that the library went over budget by $5 million, and we found the money because we can always find money, and that is not true. The fire station and the library came in pretty much on budget, and there wasn't any money we were looking for.
The other two candidates are Kevin Staples, who received 329 votes so far, and Ed Plute with 236 votes. Also on the city ballot were two bond propositions. Each asked voters to approve up to $5 million in bonds to pay for replacement of water and sewer pipes on Schoenbar Road, Chatham Avenue, and Front, Mill, and Stedman Streets. The pipes are 30 to 50 years old, and the city says they're starting to fail. Each of those bond packages passed easily, with a margin of about 400 votes. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.